Blog Talk Radio.
Shake for a shake. I'm throwing these Emirates in the sky. Spinning this Arthur Lummer. Make them piece the M-O-N-E-Y. I love my beaches. South beaches. Surfboard and high tide. I can just roll up cause I'm swole up. So that birthday cake is a cobra. Bugatti for real. I'm Cobra. The autobiography rover. Got the key to my city. It's over. No stops. Only in the color Cobra. I said rackets. Wretched. Hold up.
I said rackets. Wretched. Hold up.
I
know you came here to take. If you a freak, then you come on with me.
What is up out there? How are you? You guys are probably like, is it going down, Harrell? I mean, is it going down? It's hump day. Where you at? I'm running late. I got in the studio late. I've been running around with my head cut off all day. I've been doing 1,900 things. But we're here, man. We're running a little late. So thanks for bearing with me. Hopefully you guys are still out there hanging out with me. We got a cool night tonight. We're going to talk about a couple fundraisers that are coming up. One that actually I'm a big part of, and then probably another one that I'm trying to be a part of, you know. Stand Up for Autism. All right. Big comedy show coming up next Friday. My buddy's Zoltan Torcos. His charity, Pull Tricks, Not Triggers, doing a huge event. We're going to talk about that. And I want to talk a little bit about stupid terrorist stuff that's going on, man. I mean, it kills me, all this stuff. So let's talk about that too. We'll hang out, man. I gotta eat something. I brought some food to the studio tonight, so I'm gonna try to eat something. We're gonna get this going on. So thanks for hanging out. I appreciate you guys. And you're listening to Hump Day with Harrell, all right, exclusively on Blog Talk Radio.
Down for real. It's going down for real.
me because you look so fine that I really want to make you mine. I said you look so fine that I really want to make you mine. 4, 5, 6, come on and get your kicks. Now you don't need the money when you look like that, do you, honey? A big black boots, a long brown hair, and she's so sweet with her. Gonna be my girl. It's 1, 2, 3, take my hand and come with me because you look so fine that I really wanna make you mine. I say you look so fine that I really wanna make you mine. 4, 5, 6, come on and get your kicks. Now you don't need money with a face like that, do ya? Big black boots, long brown hair, and she's so sweet with her. I said, are you gonna be my girl?
Said, are you gonna be my girl? All right, how you guys doing out there, man? I'm starting to settle in a little bit. Man, I had a hectic day. It's still hectic, man. Right out of the gate, I want to tell you about the Game of Throws. Who will be king? It's a cornhole league, all right? I've told you guys about it before. Let's get this thing going. You're gonna learn, you're gonna play, you're gonna compete. It starts Friday, April 1st. Doesn't really start April 1st, okay? It starts the next Friday. And runs for 8 weeks, 5 to 9 p.m. Blind draw, double elimination tournament, weekly payouts. American River Brewery, 11151 Trade Center Drive, Unit 104 in Rancho Cordova. All right, there's a good friend of mine, JoJo. They're doing this cornhole league, and you go, and it's a blind draw. That means you might draw the baddest dude around, you know what I mean? So you have a good chance to win some money. The more people that are there, the more money you're going to win, all right? So let's go win some cash. Go hang out, have a couple beers at the American River Brewery, all right? This is season two for these guys, all right? So they're veterans, man. Season two preview, we had to modify our time frame, due to an event at the ARB, that's the American River Brewery. We will be having a tournament and signups for season two on March 18th from 5 to 9. I believe we missed that, but hey, the first is coming up. So since you're going to my show, actually our show, okay, because it's not really my show or anybody's show. It's everybody's show, okay? Stand Up for Autism. It's actually all about the kids, man, and all about the families with autistic children. And let me tell you, you know, I got a friend who's going through it, you know? I mean, man, I watch it happen, and it's tough for these families, you guys. It really is. I don't know how they do it. I really don't. It gets tough sometimes. And, They need all the help we can get, so let's help them out, all right? That's what I want to do. I want to help them out. Come, 100% of the proceeds go to Autism Speaks, okay? 100%. Nothing gets kept. Every dime that we make goes to them, all right? So let's support them. That's this next Friday. Not this coming Friday, but the following Friday, all right? We're going to tell you a little bit more about that, too, a little later. But the Game of Throws, American River Brewery, okay? Let's get down there. Let's show some support, all right? Get back to a little music, and we'll be back in a few. Man, how's your guys' week? You guys having a good week so far? Mine's been good. I have an awesome, awesome week. Every day is good for me, though, you know? That's what I do. Good days. No bad days. All good days, right? That's what we do. So, I don't know. Call in. Tell me about your week. Oh, man. How could I forget this? I got to tell you about kart racing, man. Holy cow. I've been so busy. I forgot to tell you guys about that. Well, I'm going to tell you in a little bit. Amazing, amazing weekend we had, man. It was my first race ever. Man, I just got taken care of so well. These people out there in Davis are just amazing, man. Bev, she's the president out there. Most righteous chick you ever meet. She's so about the people and just so nice. And it's like, they just don't make them like that anymore. You know, she's awesome, you know, and team owner, Mad Dog Motorsports, dude, kudos. You guys know him. You know Josh. I mean, he's the man. I mean, he's been on here before. We've talked about karting, and man, he helped me out so huge. That's Mad Dog Motorsports. I can't tell you guys how big it was. I mean, without him, there's no way I would have done as well as I did. I got a fourth place, by the way. I got a trophy for fourth place, by the way. And by the way, that was my first trophy ever. Yeah. Oh, man, I was excited. And it was a memorial race, too. I'm going to tell you guys more about it. Actually, I told you about it on Sunday. Am I just being stupid? Oh, man, I think I'm being a tard. Anyways, we'll talk more about it because I'm very excited. I can't stop talking about it, and I'll bet you everybody's sick of me talking about it. But here we go with some more music. Let's hang out. Let's go go-karting this weekend. You guys want to go-karting? Come on out, man. You can ride my car. You can ride anything. I got stuff for you. I got gear. Come on out, man. Davis Track. Blue Max Karting Club out in Davis. It's an amazing facility, all right? All right, here we go. Let's rock out.
I'm through with standing in line.
Not rock out. All right, let's listen to some music.
Bottom of the ninth, and I'm never going to win this. Life hasn't turned out quite the way I want it to be.
Tell me what you want.
I want a brand new house on an episode of Cribs and a bathroom I can play baseball in. And a king-size tub big enough for 10 plus me.
What you need?
I'll need a credit card that's got no limit and a big black chain with a bedroom in it. Gonna join the Mile High Club at 37,000 feet.
Been there, done that.
I want a new tour bus full of old guitars. Mine star on Hollywood Boulevard. Somewhere between Cher and James Dean is fine for me.
So how you gonna do it?
I'm gonna trade this life for fortune and fame. Cut my hair and change my name. Cause we all just wanna be big rock stars and live in hilltop buses driving 15 cars. The girls come easy and the drugs come cheap. We'll all stay skinny cause we just won't eat. And we'll hang out in the coolest bars and the VIP with the movie stars. Every good gold digger's gonna wind up there. Every playboy bunny with a bleach blonde hair. Hey, hey, I wanna be a rock star. Hey, hey, I wanna be a rock star. I wanna be great like Elvis without the tassels. Hire eight bodyguards that love to beat up assholes. Sign a couple autographs so I can eat my meals for free.
I'm looking for the deal.
I'm gonna dress my ass with the latest fashion. Get a front door key to the Playboy Mansion. Gonna date a centerfold that loves to blow my money for me.
So how you gonna do it?
I'm gonna trade this life for fortune and fame. I'd even cut my hair and change my name. Cause we all just wanna be big rock stars and live in hilltop buses driving 15 cars. The girls come easy and the drugs come cheap. Well, I
good gold digger's gonna wind up there. Every playboy bunny with the bleached blonde hair. And we'll part out in the private rooms with the latest dictionary of today's who's who. They'll get you anything with that evil smile. Everybody's got a drug dealer on speed dial. Well, hey. Drugs come cheap. We'll all stay skinny cause we just won't eat. And we'll hang out in the coolest bar, the VIP with the movie stars. Every good gold digger's gonna wind up there. Every playboy bunny with the bleached blonde hair. And we'll part out in the private rooms with the latest dictionary of today's who's who. They'll get you anything with that evil smile. Everybody's got a drug dealer on speed dial. Well, hey, hey, I wanna be a rock star. Hey, hey, I wanna be a rock star.
Yeah.
What up, what up, what up? Harrell here on Hump Day. Hump Day with Harrell. Hanging out, being cool, trying to get this night going. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm so frazzled tonight. Sometimes that's what I do, man. I make it up as we go. Like I said, let's just make it up as we go. All right, right here I've got the first annual Stand Up for Autism, a benefit comedy show for Autism Speaks. We're starring Leaf, the comedian. You guys all know Leaf. He's kind of funny. Featuring Michael Calvin Jr. This guy is way funny. I mean, this guy will, I don't know. I love the guy. He's really good. And he's got his own disability. he stuttered really bad when he was a kid. And every once in a while, you can hear it in him. You know, he's better now. He doesn't stutter like he used to. But he tells a good story about how he used to stutter and how it's not a disability. You know, they don't consider it a disability. And he says, heck yeah, it was a disability. Anyways, Fly Diva, we got special guest, funny lady right there. I've seen her a bunch of times. She is amazing too. It's going to be hosted by Blog Talk Radio DJ Harrell Fisher. What? That's me, Harrell Fisher. I'll be there. All right, we're hosting that thing. I'm not sure why. Thank you, Angel. That's on April 1st. Okay, it's coming up Friday after this one. It's at the Colonial Theater, 3522 Stockton Boulevard in Sacramento, California. Brought to you by Goings and Goings Entertainment and Cobra Source Entertainment. I'm not sure what they're bringing it by, but they're brought to you by. All right. You got $15 pre-sale tickets. All right. We got $20 at the door. Pre-sale tickets you can get online from leaflive.brownpapertickets.com or $20 at the door. Just pay $20 at the door, but come down and check it out. We got some good comics. It's going to be good times. We got food. We got some beer and wine. It's going to be a good party, man. Doors open at 8. All right. Doors open at 6. Party starts at 8, but come early so we can get some cocktails down and do our thing. All right. I don't drink, but I'm going to be there. I'm going to be partying. It's what we do. All right. So come on down April 1st. Where, Harrell? Oh, the Colonial Theater on Stockton Boulevard. Hit us up on Facebook. Hit us up. We've got raffle prizes going crazy raffle prizes. All kinds of massages, all kinds of petties and manis and wine tasting tours and dinners. And I mean, there is just so much happening. It's crazy. All right. And there's not going to be a million different prizes. We're going to package them up. There's going to be like three or four, and they're going to be huge. I mean, we're talking, you know, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of dollars worth of prizes we're going to give away in each package. So show up, man. It's going to be a good time, all right? I promise you it'll be a good time. That's the first annual Stand Up for Autism, a benefit comedy show for Autism Speaks, all right? And then, man, real quick, let's talk about this other one. PTNT, all right, and Metal Militia proudly present Pull Tricks, Not Triggers. It's a motocross FMX fundraiser. It says 408MX, Santa Clara County Fairgrounds, 344 Tully Road, San Jose, California. www.408mx.com. That's their website. It's from 2 to 8 p.m. Friday, May 20th. All right. Open track day for all riding skill levels with a vintage track open just for beginners. So if you've never rode, you've never even been on a dirt bike, go out and get on a dirt bike, man. There's going to be some of the Metal Militia there. And the whole deal with this thing, let me finish reading this real quick. FMX show starting at 2, Metal Militia dirt bike riders, and an autograph session. So come get an autograph. Come hang out with Metal Militia. I mean, these are studs, man. They're just crazy with it. They get crazy. I mean, it really is. It's crazy. All proceeds go to PTNT. I'm going to tell you a little bit about Pull Tricks, Not Triggers in a second. They've got tons of sponsors here with them, too, it looks like. Lost my page there. Get back. Metal Militia, obviously. Man, I can't even read these things. I really can't. I don't know. I'm going to have to figure it out. I'm going to have to call my boy. Oh, the Manor Cafe. I better just shut my mouth on that one. Yeah, we're going to get this going here. You can get tickets and more info at www.pulltricksnottriggers.com. All right. And the way this came about is a friend of mine. His name is Zoltan Torcos. Okay. You guys might have heard of him. He's the first guy that's ever pulled a kickflip on a surfboard. All right. Back a while back, a few years ago. Let me start it out like this. He had a friend, okay, Carl Reimer. And Carl Reimer was his best bud. One day he said, Zoltan, you don't take this serious enough. You need to get your ass in gear. You need to take this serious and pull the first kickflip, all right? And Zoli said, all right, man, I'm going to take that to heart, and I'm going to try this. Well, I'm pretty sure it was like that night, you know, the last thing he said to him was that. And on the way home, I mean, some gangbangers jumped out of the bushes, man, and shot him. All right, they shot him dead. They murdered him. I mean, and it's weird because I went to where it happened. I was hanging out with Zoli one time, and it was like at his buddy's house, Casey Party Time Fuentes. And it was weird because I was seeing the bushes that they jumped out where he was walking, and it was just really weird to me. Okay, it tripped me out. But He took it to heart. You know, he lost his best friend. He got murdered. And he said, you know what? I'm going to do this. Carl told me to do it. And he finally did it, man. He tried and tried and tried. And he pulled the first one. And he named it the Reimer Flip, okay, after his buddy. One thing led to another. Volcom had a contest, $10,000 contest for the first kickflip. Well, Zoltan put in 25, 30 kickflips, okay? He's the only guy to pull one, all right? And finally, they had to give him the money. All right, they gave him the money. Then they put out another contest, 20 grand for the guy that does above the lip and a bottom turn and above the lip. Well, Zoli throws out another 30 of them. And they keep denying him the money. And finally, they kind of canceled the contest because he's the only one that sent in any kickflips. All right. So, I mean, who do you think won? If you're the only one that sent in kickflips with a contest, who's going to win? Well, you are. So I think they canceled the contest because of it, you know, and it's kind of bunk, you know, because, I mean, they had their team riders out on some point, and they said, do a kickflip. It was for their team riders, you know. Volcom, I'm not talking smack on you, but you guys suck, man. I mean, come on, give my boy what's due, you know what I mean? Anyways, he started a charity, and it's called Pull Tricks, Not Triggers, and it's about the kids, man. It's all about the kids. And he wants you to pull tricks, not triggers. He's taking those kids that might be out there gangbanging, out there just doing crazy stuff, and not just doing gangbang stuff, but just doing crazy stuff and letting them know that there's a better way in life, okay? And you kids out there listening, there is, man. There's so much more to life than gangbanging and drugs and drinking and just all the crap that goes on in the world, you know, and it's easy to get sucked in that stuff. It really is, especially when you're all up in it, you know, you're up in the mix. It's right there. And, I mean, I used to drink, and I used to get crazy with it. Now I don't drink at all, you know. I got past it, and it's just, I don't know. All I can say is pull tricks, not triggers, man. And it's his charity event. He's got a buddy of his that's working with him, his business partner, that's just doing an amazing job. I mean, I'm looking at the flyer right here, and I'm just blown away. I really am. I'm blown away at what these guys are doing, what they're representing, I mean, and the direction they're going, man. You know, freestyle motocross sometimes gets a little bit of a bad rap, and they're some of the nicest dudes ever. You know, they want to help. They want to be a part of the good things. You know, just because you got tattoos and you do backflips through the air don't mean you're a bad person. You know what I mean? Because they're all really, really good. I remember the first freestyle motocross event I went to was the second one ever in Vegas at Sam Boyd Stadium. My buddy Robbie Ja, helped put that on. You know, it was the second one ever, and I got to go be, you know, all about it. It was a really a good time, but it's came a long way since then. I'll tell you what, man, I've seen it all. I mean, I saw it grow from the very beginning, and I'll tell you what, it's just amazing. It really is. And for these guys to throw down and help out Zoli and his charity, Pull Tricks Not Triggers, it's just amazing right there. You know, they're all about it, right? They're all about helping kids because it is. It's all about the kids, you know, our next generation, getting them in a good direction, letting them see that there's other things they can do, you know? I mean, you can get crazy with it and you don't have to do drugs and you don't have to drink and you don't have to be gangbanging and there's good people out there, all right, that you can hang with. And Metal Militia, some of them, you know? I mean, that's no joke, you know. They get a bad rap sometimes, too. And they're all good dudes, man, every one of them. So come support my boy Zoli, man. It's in San Jose, all right? Friday, May 20th. And it is at 344 Tully Road in San Jose, California. Get your tickets, right? Oh, lost it again. Get your tickets. Get your tickets and more info at www.pulltricksnottriggers.com. That's pulltricksnottriggers.com. Next week, I'm going to try to get some of them Metal Militia on the horn, and we're going to talk to them. You know, we're going to talk to Zoltan Torcos, the guy that did the first kickflip ever. I think maybe someone's pulled one by now. Zolly, man, I don't know. Are you still the only guy to pull them? He went and got into wake surfing too. First guy to pull them. I mean, the dude's just amazing. And he's a magician to boot. He does magic, man. He's like fourth generation magician. I mean, it's crazy. The dude is just amazing. Good friend of mine, man. We've just become good friends over the years. You know, I first saw him at a Mavericks contest, actually. I was selling some shoes, and we hooked up, and we actually tried to sponsor him for a minute. The shoe company ended up being a bunch of dorks, and, you know, I just made sure that I kept in good standing with Zoltan because he's such a good guy. So please come out and support him, all right? Support his charity. Carl, man, bro, he's doing it for you, bro. He's doing it, man. He dedicated it to you, and he's doing it, Carl. It's all for you, homie. This whole everything is for you, brother, all right? And he's doing it. So proud of you, Zoli, all right? So tune in next week. We'll try to get some of these guys from Metal Militia maybe to call in. We can get Zoli to call in. We'll have a good show next week. It'll be fun. Next Sunday, all right? Or no, next Wednesday. Next Sunday, we got a whole different show planned out. All right, so that's Pull Tricks, Not Triggers. Pull TNT. All right, man, Zoli, I'm proud of you, bro. So, besides that, man, go karting last weekend. Whoo, boy, I had a good time. All right, I'll tell you about Mad Dog Motorsports. Dude's amazing. You know, he took three out of four kids and got them trophies. All right, and three out of the four kids have never raced before. All right. The only one that has raced before that weekend was his son, and his son's 5 years old. Okay. So that just blows my mind, too. It's amazing to watch his kid, Mason, get out on the track, and he's just ripping. Then he comes in and takes off his helmet, and he's like, hi, Daddy. Hi. And he's just a little tiny boy, and he just gets in his car, and he owns it. All right. His daughter's a champion in go-karts. I mean, he's just got it in his blood. He's got it. And he's like a mobile shop right now. He comes out to the track, and he's trackside support, man. He will coach you. He will give you parts. He will do anything for you. The guy is really amazing, and he is good at what he does, man. He's a champion himself, you know. I mean, he's breeding champions. You know, champions come from champions. You know, it's not – you got to have good genes. You don't just go and be a champion, you know. It's a big deal, so – I mean, like I say, his daughter was out when she was 7 years old whooping up on the 15-year-old boys, you know. So, and now he's got little Mason coming up. So it's like, man, and he kind of took me under his wing too, you know, and got my cart set up. The first time I brought my cart to him, he was like, what, huh? I mean, I had different parts and different bolts and this, and it was kind of jerry-rigged together. And he, man, he took me under his wing, and he really hooked me up. He got me a fourth in my first race. Without him, I probably wouldn't even have been at that race, first of all. Because I was going to a different track, and now I'm a big, big, big fan of the Davis track, man. It's amazing out there. I told you guys about Bev. She is an amazing woman. She's a president out there. She'd do anything for you guys, all right? So if you're into karting or you want to get into karting, man, go to Blue Max Kart facility out in Davis. I just can't say enough. You know, we got one kid out there he's coaching, and this kid, Mark, your boy is amazing. He's never raced before, came out and smoked everybody, you guys. He smoked everybody by like a second. That just doesn't happen, you know what I mean? It doesn't happen. And that's all thanks to Mad Dog. I mean, Mad Dog Motorsports hooked him up, worked on his car all week long. I mean, that's what he does for you guys, you know? You can go and pay him to be your coach, you know? And that's what he does. And he will help you, I promise. I promise. He took seconds off of my time this weekend. You know, I started out with doing like 43 seconds. I was down to like 41 and a half or, yeah, 41 and a half or a little more. But it was just really, really good. Good people out there. It's like a big family, man. It really is. It's like one big happy family. I mean, I love it. It was a memorial race for this lady who passed away from cancer, and she, I guess she was a big part of the karting world. She has two daughters that, man, are just like unstoppable. They are just like really unstoppable. Her name is Angie Sander, and it was the Angie Sander Memorial Race. So it meant a lot to me to be able to get a trophy from that race, first of all. And second of all, just see her daughters there and just their attitudes and the way they were. They used my cart for a and another guy's cart for a parade lap, just them two daughters. And, man, it was very emotional. It really was, because they were such a big part. Her daughters, there ain't no guy out there right now that's listening that can even touch her daughters. Not even, man. They are so freaking fast and have won so much. And just, I mean, they're amazing. It really blows my mind how good these girls can be on these carts. And, man, kudos to you girls. If you're listening out there, man, I'm sorry about your loss. And you guys just keep that legacy going, all right? That's what I would say, is you guys keep that legacy of your mama going, because she was a good person, and you guys are good people. And that's – I didn't even know her, okay, you guys? And all I hear is good things, that they were just the most giving, wonderful people that on that there was, you know? And they had an unfortunate thing, and she lost her battle with cancer. But, man, you know, they got their chins up, and they're still doing what they got to do, all right? So, man – good job, you guys. Good job, Bev. Good job, Davis Kart Track, Blue Max. I mean, good job, Josh Garwood, man. I mean, you're just taking this thing and you're grabbing it. You know, they have a new class. It's a LO206. Briggs & Stratton is actually putting out all kinds of money for people to win money this year. You know, you can come out. Even if you don't do well, you can get last place. They're going to draw some names, and you're going to still be able to win some money to pay, help you, you know, offset costs of karting, because it's not cheap, man. It's really not. It's not the most expensive, but it's not cheap. There is no cheap racing out there. If you guys find some cheap racing, let me know, because I'm coming. All right. But, man, I just can't say enough about it. And we're going to be out there this weekend. We're going to go out there this weekend with Josh and a couple other team members, and we're going to work on some things. So if you guys are around or you want to talk to Josh about anything, come talk to him, man. He knows what he's doing, man. This kid is, he's good. All right. He's good at what he does. He really is. And, I'm just going to wait. I'm going to wait a second. I'm going to find out really the facts. But come out this weekend, all right? We're going to go go-karting, you guys, and it is fun. It is so fun. I can't even tell you. It is, like, the best thing ever for me. I mean, it's really, I don't know. I love it. I really do. I love it. I love going fast. I love racing. And I can't tell you, I love my coach, man. He's doing good things, you know. He really is. He's doing good, good things, man. And Beverly Van, she's amazing too. I mean, really, from the second that I got to that kart track, it was on. It really was. It was on. And she was very, 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 just very cordial to me, very accepting. I mean, it was awesome. I knew I was home right when I got there. I really did. It was like, okay, this is where I belong, you know. And Josh was right. He said, you need to come out. My lady friend Michelle, she said, you need to go out here and check this out. And, man, they were all right. They were really all right. It's a great, great facility. So come on out, man. All right. I mean, oh, man. There's some Speedway stuff going on tonight, man. There's all kinds of good stuff. I'll tell you, man, it's all kinds of fun happening. So, let's get back to some music. All right. I just wanted to, tell you a little bit about what was going on. I don't know. We're doing what we do. All right. We're going to be karting. We're going to be having a good time. We're going to Blue Max Karting Facility in Davis. And we're going to have fun, man. So we'll see you guys out there, all right? And if you don't have a go-kart, come up to me and say, Harrell, I don't have a go-kart, man. What do I do? And I'm going to say, ride this one. Get out there and have fun, all right? Because we're going to have extra ones, all right? That's what we're going to do. So They got this new series going too. I'm going to tell you more about it, but it's a good thing, man. I'm really excited. I'm really excited for the rest of the race season. I'm excited for Josh Garwood and Mad Dog Motorsports. I mean, I'm just really excited. I can't tell you. So let's get back to music, because I'm just flapping my lips. What about Zoli? Oh, Zoltan, my friend? Yeah, his deal. Pull tricks, not triggers. All right, San Jose on the 20th. Sicky event, dude. We got some Metal Militia happening. We got Zoltan happening. Probably get some skating in, you know? I mean, go get some autographs. Go meet Zoli. Go meet the guy that pulled the first kickflip ever and one of the only. You know, he's an amazing dude. He'd do anything for you. Even if he don't know you, he's going to help you out, because that's the kind of guy he is, all right? So let's do what we do. All right, what do? We hang out. We be cool. And, I don't know, we hang out and be cool. This is Hump Day with Harrell, exclusively on Blog Talk Radio.
Can you get out of your head? Let the body. afraid to lose control and caught up in this world. I've wasted time, I've wasted breath. I think I've thought myself to death. I was born without this fear. Now only this seems clear. I need to move, I need to fight. I need to lose myself tonight.
Shots with a fofo. Packs wanna turn them po-po. Smoke them like cocoa. Fuck rap coke by the boatload. Fuck that on the run by a gun high when I close. Let pose do some got clothes. Stop your bullshit. Glock with the full clip. Motherfuckers better duck when the pool spit. One shot can make a nigga do a full flip. Seen a nigga laying a shot when the pool hit. Hey, my high you. No niggas wanna buy you. You see me, I wanna fuck for free. Like I got belly. Take a ride, make you feel it inside your belly. Every time get the KY jelly. All night, get you wide up beside the telly. Side to side, you can say, JC, you're too much for me.
I am a little bit of loneliness. A little bit of disregard, handful of complaints, but I can't help the fact that everyone can see these scars.
I am
what I want you to want, what I want you to feel, and it's like no matter what I do, I can't convince you to just believe this is real. So I let go, watching you turn your back like you always do. Face the way and pretend that I'm not. I'll be here 'cause you're all that I got.
Condoms into the same place with the rhymes have been in. So all I do is rap sex. Imagine how I stroke. See how I'm going on my last set. Rapping fight like I'm blasting the text.
Never jam though, never get high, never run out of ammo.
Niggas hating the shit, cause they changed a bitch. Now you pay for it, I know what made you sick. And now you're out your role, but you never had more. No, not to carry your hoe,
wanna marry your hoe.
Now she's mad at me, cause your majesty just happened to be a pimp with a tragedy. She wants up to end, cause I fucked a friend. She gave me one more chance, and I fucked up again. I seen the tears as she busted in. I said, shit, there's a draft. Shut the door, bitch, come on in.
I am a little bit insecure, a little unconfident. You don't understand, I do what I can, but sometimes it don't make sense.
I am
what you never wanna say, but I've never had a doubt. It's like no matter what I do, I can't convince you.
back on me. I won't be ignored.
I know you want it.
Yo, yo, it's that time again. Ran out of time quick. I started late, so I apologize. You know, and tell your friends about everything, okay? Tell them to call in, listen in, and let's hang out, man. Just tell your buddies, all right? We'll get this thing going on. And, you know, I try to give you my 2 cents at the end of the night, and tonight I think my 2 cents is the same as it always is, man. Just be good to each other, you know, and be the best person that you can. All right, I was telling you about my buddy Zoltan and his pull tricks, not triggers. That's what he does. He just tries to be a good dude, man, and that's what he does, you know. Angel with Autism Speaks and Stand Up for Autism, that whole thing, a first annual Stand Up for Autism. I mean, I can't say enough about her. She goes through it, you know. I mean, she really does. She goes through it, and she's one of the toughest chicks I know, you know. Kudos to you both. For giving to your charities, for doing what you do, you know. Blue Max Karting Facility, I can't thank you guys enough. You know, Mad Dog, you are the man, brother. I appreciate it. I look forward to a long relationship with the team, and hopefully I can get a little faster and represent good, and maybe one day get a first place trophy, you know. Once again, Chris Rossi is the one that gave me a motor for that weekend. Without him, I wouldn't have been able to do anything. Chris Rossi, you are a stud, brother. And all my other karting family, let's get out there. I'll see you guys on the weekend, all right? Kids, be good to your parents. Parents, be good to your kids. Go out of your way to make sure they have what they need, okay? Because they're our next generation, you know, and they need you, man. Those kids need us. They need you, and, man, parents, we need the kids too, you know? We got to listen to them. Get on their level and do what we do, all right? So enjoy the rest of your week. And I will see you guys soon. We got a show Sunday, so I'll see you guys real soon, man. Have a great rest of your week. I appreciate you guys so much. I can't even tell you. I don't know, man. Just enjoy your week, all right? And be good to each other out there. Hump Day with Harrell, exclusively on Blog Talk Radio. And that is my 2 cents.
When I'm gone, how can we not talk about family when family's all that we got? Everything I went through, you were standing there by my side. And now you're gonna be with me for the last ride.
Let the light guide your way. Yeah. Hold every memory as you go. And every road you take will always lead you home. Oh, it's been a without you, my friend, and I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began.